looks like the offense responded today. Were you happy with their performance in practice?
Yeah, it was very solid. It was clean. It should be. It's a carded practice. It's a game prep practice, so it should be clean.
There were some interesting things going on Saturday night, kind of off to the side. Engagements, autographs being signed, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep a team focused in the fourth preseason game when so many guys aren't dressing? And were you all right with everything that was happening to the side on Saturday?
Saturday, yes. I was absolutely okay with that. You know, I wasn't aware of the proposal you were mentioning. I wasn't aware of that, so, you know. We won the football game. You know, that was my only focus. You know, those guys who wasn't in the game. You know, we've got guys doing interviews on the sideline. You know, with you guys. Okay, so that never bothers me. So I'm okay with it.
Where does it stand with the quarterback situation? You said you're all options open. Is that still the case regarding with Paxton being out? Where does that stand, I guess?
It's the same as yesterday. And you know, this week we won't add a guy. After the cuts, we could add a guy. You know, we're not sure. You know, every option is going to be explored. Obviously, Saturday, Sunday is going to be a big day for this league, so, you know, we'll address that then.
How much does Trevor's injury history figure into that, that he's had trouble staying healthy even back to college? There, you know, maybe protection there?
Again, you know, that's going to be addressed next week. And again, all options are open, you know. So as far as Trevor's health, he's been fine. He's been healthy since I've been here. I've been here, 6 months? So that won't be a concern.
Coach, what does Kyle need to do on Thursday night to improve his status and to be the backup come opening week?
Kyle needs to be Kyle and just be solid, be good with the football, operate the offense, and just do what he's done the last 3 weeks.
It's out there that TJ Ward's on the block. If that's true, is it true? I guess this should be my first question.
Right.
And then secondly, is it Justin Simmons coming on? Well, maybe.
I haven't heard that about TJ. I've been on the practice field. He's one of our better players, so I would be surprised if he was, but I have not heard that.
And how's Justin Simmons come along? He looks like he's made a couple steps.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good young player. I mean, he's been our starter for 3 weeks, and we've played well on defense, so he is definitely a good young player.
Can one game coming up on Thursday be the difference in jobs for some players? How many jobs are realistically out there right now on this football team?
I would say a bunch, and absolutely one game can make a difference, you know, for these young guys. I mean, we got a lot of battles that are really, really close. So if a guy makes a great play, that can turn a coach, that can turn John. You know, obviously a guy making plays for Brock, that can definitely turn, you know, myself or turn John. So absolutely. I mean, this game is going to be big for these young guys. You know, I mean, obviously for the roster, but also for the 10-man practice squad. You know, that's a big deal for these guys. So yeah, it's a big night.
To think about your first year as a head coach now, going to have to make these roster cuts and have those hard conversations. How are you preparing for that?
Well, you're honest with the guys, you know. But it's a hard deal when you watch these guys, you know, work hard for 4 to 5 months, and you know, Saturday and Sunday is going to be some of these guys' last time playing football. You know, so it's a hard deal. You just want to be honest and, you know, you just talk to every guy, you know, as they leave the building about, you know, their next step. You know, either it's a next team or, you know, or it's over or, you know, so, I mean, it's a tough conversation.
Vince, how do you guys view Cody Latimer's role on this team right now?
How do we view it? Well, Cody is, you know, it's, you know, in the mix, you know, for those 6 receiver spots, but he's also a core teams player for special teams. So, you know, obviously Cody is a guy that we have a lot of respect for, you know, but it's a tight room there. I mean, it's 6 spots, and we've got about 8 guys playing well. So someone has to go. I'm not sure who that is.
You talked about the versus
week. I'm sorry?
Does he need to play this week,
Cody? Does he need to play this week?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You know, we know enough about Cody. If he does not play this week, we can still decide if he helps our football team. So I would say no, he doesn't have to play this week. But obviously, you know, that comes down to performance on, you know, who plays well again Thursday night.
Will Tyus O'Reilly play some center on Thursday?
Yes, we're going to try that with him. You know, and again, our backup, you know, 4 or 5 linemen, we want those guys to have flexibility, you know, in our positions. So him playing center, you know, obviously helps him.
With him at center and any guy that you move in practice for a day or two. Mm-hmm. What kind of response do you want to see from that guy when you shipped him over for a game?
You want to see a guy, you know, if he has to go in a game, he can operate at that position. Simply as that. You know, if he can operate it and do the right things there. Simple. I'm not sure. You know, that's more for Saturday, Sunday. My mind's not there yet, to be honest. You know, we've got a game to play, and something's going to happen Thursday night that's going to shift our thinking. So I'm not there yet to decide on numbers.
With CSU scoring 58 points, are you worried about the showdown?
I'm not. that's Coach Mack's issue in Boulder. That's not mine. My issue is Arizona Thursday night.
What is Raymond's role? Because you have McKenzie. How can Raymond, what is his path to the team? Is he too like McKenzie, or could both guys conceivably be?
Raymond's played, he's played well. You know, he's got some return value, but, you know, to have two guys like that, you know, I'm not sure, you know, how to roster breaks, but he's done a good job for us.
Last one, Nikki.
As you're evaluating the roster, how much does the competition and depth at running back affect other positions
It does not. I mean, we have a set number for running backs, you know, so that room won't affect any other rooms there.
That number
is? I'll tell you Saturday.
Thank you, Coach.
Saturday at 3, I guess, right? Thank you, guys.